Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, historic Thursday here, Leap Day, February 29th, 2024, 11 minutes past the hour, and it is the day before the day, but the beginning of the celebration of the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, sworn in as Treasurer of the United States, March the 1st, 1994, tomorrow being the 30th anniversary of that date, and over the next 2 days, she will be speaking at four different schools in the area to 2,500 students, and then a big party at reception at Kingston tomorrow, Friday, at 3:30, which is open to the public, free food, free drink, come out. It's going to be a lot of fun, and Mary Ellen will be giving the speech that she gave 30 years ago on that date for the first time in 30 years at all of these events. So all the kids will get to hear it, and everybody who shows up at Kingston tomorrow night will get to hear the speech, and that's a lot of fun. Joining us in studio today, Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson. They're going to be along with us at all these events as we travel around the Marion area the next 2 days, and it's always good to have them here. Matt, what do you think? Big celebration. You were the one who told us last night that the article had hit the Associated Press wire.
You know, I'm excited. I kind of figured it was gonna end up making the news. I'm not gonna lie. It ended up being a lot bigger than what we thought it was gonna. Because originally it was the schools, but then you know, out in the hallway the other day, Bob, he set that whole thing up at Kingston. So I mean, all in all, judging on like, what it was like originally supposed to be, it's gotten so much grander.
It certainly has it not? Thank you. And Adam Lepp's also with us. He'll be here momentarily to ask a few questions of Mary Ellen. He's a big fan. He's our computer guy, and he'll make sure these episodes this morning are up on the internet if people want to listen to them later on today. It's interesting, Matt. Historically, people will look back on this as an important event the next 2 days. And this is, we're just starting right now, but people are going to look back on this.
I hope so. I think that people should. I mean, I honestly think that people should try to make it a point to come to Kingston.
You have over 24 hours to make those plans. It's here in Marion. It's out on James Way. And by the way, there's going to be some really nice stuff out there. I hear wine, water, punch, cheese trays, vegetable trays. There might not be anything left by the time Carrington's done. She's got the biggest appetite of anybody I've ever known, so you better get there early. But Carrington, how are you this morning? Looking very nice today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here. It's a bit of an early morning for me, but despite that, I'm having a good time. Thanks for letting me be here.
Everybody looks nice this morning. Matt's got a tie on. Carrington looks good this morning. Mary Ellen, of course, always looking good. It's a good day. Carrington, what do you think? When you heard that this story had hit the Associated Press wire, knowing it's in the Marion Star today, you saw that online this morning. What's the perspective on today for you?
Definitely that a lot of people are going to be listening and interested to hear what Mary Ellen has to say, and rightfully so. I mean, this is an iconic event, and it's great that I get to be a part of it. I'm honored.
And we're glad to have you a part of it. 740-383-9944. We've got about 45 minutes left here with Mary Ellen. 740-383-9944. Mary Ellen, I just wanted to touch, because of the caller's question last hour about your family life, talk a little bit about your parents.
Oh, my parents were wonderful people. I tell you, I couldn't have had any better parents. My mother was a housewife and a wonderful cook, and took care of the house and tried to raise me in the right way. And my dad was always very busy, and he believed in giving women equal rights. That was his top priority, and I always appreciated that.
Recently, I found out your grandfather was involved in politics.
Well, yes, he liked to argue. He stood on street corners and would argue politics with anybody that would do it.
Do you think on a day like today, when this is going on, when this story is across the country, Fox News, ABC Network, the local papers running the stories, we're going to do all these events, 2,500 kids in 2 days, what do you think your parents and your grandfather would think?
Well, they're probably watching.
Yeah.
I think they're excited, too.
They'd have to be proud.
Yes, right. My dad said they kept wanting him to get into politics, and he was a township trustee, but they wanted him to run for county commissioner. And he said, when you get into politics, you lose all your friends. And I just wondered if he realized, you know, I've got lots of friends I wouldn't have had if I hadn't gotten into politics.
And interestingly enough, I think we had talked about this, but your mother did live to see you get on the Elgin School Board. And did she live to county treasurer?
No.
No.
She watched me lose to clerk of courts, and then she didn't make it to the treasurer's job, but... anyway, she was very interested in what I wanted to do.
And unfortunately, though, your father died when you were in your mid-20s and didn't get to be around for any of that.
Yeah.
School board, is it a good place to start your political career?
I think it is. Yeah, it gets you introduced to what you have to deal with. It's not supposed to be political, but it is. I mean, it's ridiculous to say it isn't political.
You know, it's such an interesting point, because you have said that if these two teachers had not come to you in 69 and said, we need a woman on the Elgin School Board, would you run for that? You don't know where you would have ended up.
That's right, because I never thought of running for office. Never entered my mind. And when they asked me to, and I thought about it, I thought, I'm going to do that. And then every time another man would get in the race, my husband would say, you think you can beat them? You know.
And it's very important, I think, today to mention your husband, Norm, Norman Withrow, because he was with you, married 72
years.
Years. And if you look at the pictures from March 1st, 1994, nobody is smiling bigger that day than your husband.
That's right.
And you had, and I got to know him, and I'm so glad I did, he was so supportive of you. And I've always thought, if you want a good marriage, that's what you got to have, somebody who supports you. You can forget all the other stuff's nice.
Yeah.
But people talk about looks, people talk about attitude, people talk about all that. But when somebody's willing to support you, that's important.
And appreciate you. Yeah, I sure appreciated him. Yeah.
What do you think when you think of him on this day?
Oh, I think he'd be having a high old time with this.
I remember on the 25th anniversary, we went to Tony Paco's.
Yes.
And you signed the hot dog bun, which is there at Tony Paco's. And Norm was still, he was around at that point. Yeah. He was able to come.
Yes, he was in a wheelchair.
He was in a wheelchair, but he wanted to be there.
Yes, right.
And I thought, how great that he got to come to that event.
Yeah, right.
So it was a lot of fun. Matt, do you have a question for Mary Ellen?
Marianne, in the last hour, you had spoken out against that you don't like third party candidates. Why now? Why is that?
Well, it takes away from the actual candidate. I mean, that's a reason. Part of the reason that Gore lost was who was it that was the third party in
Ralph Nader?
Yeah, Ralph Nader took all those votes in that race, and he would have won. And then there was the Supreme Court.
One state, if Gore had, aside from the Supreme Court, if Gore had won his home state, he would be president.
Yes, he didn't win his home state. I think he neglected paying attention to his own people.
It was Kansas, wasn't it?
No, Tennessee.
Tennessee, you're right, yeah. Tennessee. That Dorothy was from Kansas. Gore was from Tennessee. That's right. See, my memory at this age is...
That's good.
That's where it is. I know. Carrington, you have a question for Mary Ellen.
Yeah. We talked earlier that, you know, you started with the Elgin School Board whenever you were 39, so you were married at this point and you had a family. How were you able to balance your personal life versus your political life whenever you were, you know, growing and gaining that power that you got?
Well, it was easy as a school board member because, you know, they didn't meet you weren't at work every day, and it was an evening meeting, and it was it didn't bother my lifestyle at all at that point. And then when I ran for clerk of courts, that kind of, my family got a little bit involved and passed out things at the factories and so forth. And they enjoyed doing it, really.
So you think the key was just them being involved with it, and they were able to stay engaged in the process, and that helped your
yes.
relationship with them along with your political career?
Yes, and they were for me running. They didn't ever say they didn't want me to run. They had teachers make statements in school that, well, one of the teachers said, you know, if your mother doesn't win, she's had a good experience. And my daughter said, if my mother doesn't win, I'm not going to be happy for a long time.
Wow, that's awesome that your family was so supportive.
Oh, they were, yeah, yeah.
You've got to be competitive.
Yes.
You've got to want. That's what, you know, recently Matt had on the third-party candidate for the Libertarian Party, Chase Oliver. And I was shocked because I was listening to this man be interviewed, and Matt asked him, it was a very good question, do you think you can win? And he, no. No,
that's a
I don't think I can.
That's a terrible answer.
I thought, why are you running?
Right.
If you don't, I mean, I don't, I get that it's going to be hard, but I would never come on and say, you know, I just, maybe.
Well, I tell you, I kept saying, I'm the only woman on the ticket. Look for Mary Ellen. You know, I figured they couldn't remember my name. They could maybe remember Mary Ellen and not the whole name. And, you know, I've defeated 16 men and one woman in my career. I think that's some kind of a record, really.
Was it harder to run against the woman than the men?
This particular woman was. She was very aggressive.
Yeah.
Very. She was calling press conferences in the middle of the night and everything.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So she really wanted the.
She
wanted it.
Oh, I tell you, I had this interview with her in the middle of nowhere somewhere, and this guy that was asking the questions, and I was just in a state, you know, because it's the first time I'd met her. And he winked at me when she said something. I said, that did everything for me. I was able to handle her from then on.
And you had it.
Yeah.
And which campaign was your most difficult? Was it that one?
No. That was my third run for state treasurer. That wasn't difficult. My first run for state treasurer was the most difficult.
Against Buck Reinhardt.
Buck Reinhardt, yeah.
Adam, the computer guy, is here. Adam Lepp, he's our newsman, weatherman, and also our web master here at the station. And by the way, I do want to mention, plug, that he will be on today from 12:15 to 1 with Marion County naturalist James Anderson with a new show. Adam, you've got a question for Mary Ellen.
First, Mary Ellen, I must congratulate you. It's so surreal.
Thank you.
Because when I had a business where I had to pay the sales tax, it would just go right to you, Mary Ellen Withrow. And it's like, well, this must be an important person. She gets my money and other business owners' money. And then I meet you and I sit about a foot away from you. And it's an honor and congratulations. I know you've heard it so many times, but for me, being an old-timer, because I'm the second oldest person in the room, if you can believe that. I mean, the diversity of ages here today is pretty...
Oh, yes, age is involved today.
And, you know me with the wisecracks and the puns. I just thought of something. Maybe you've noticed this before. You know, Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, and she's been around a while. Notice your name ends in Yellen, you know,
uh-huh.
Mar Yellen. And, you know, you're, of course, the important one. But I just kind of noticed that because it's always Mary Ellen. Nobody calls you Mrs. Withrow, which is...
Well, that's true. Yeah. I like for him to call me Mary Ellen.
Yeah, there you go.
When you were in office, and you've mentioned that, because Hillary, it seems like a lot of women politicians are like that. I'm not quite sure why, but people kind of refer to her as Hillary, and Nikki mm-hmm. Haley, the Nikki's not, it's a nickname. Did people call you Mary Ellen? I guess I've talked to Scott about this too. Did you call Hillary? What did you call Bill Clinton? And what people that you work with, senators? What do they call you? What did they call you?
They called me Mary Ellen. I called him Bill, and I called her Hillary. Yeah.
Is that unusual for someone who works for the president?
I don't think so.
Do they? No. Is it just he's more? Is he more casual, or do people call Ronald Reagan Ronnie, or what? What was the deal with that?
He's very casual. You couldn't help but feel real comfortable talking to him. But he, you know, before I'd go see him, when I had to go to his office, I'd try to figure out what he was going to ask me because I wanted to appear to be intelligent. And he'd surprise me with something that I didn't know the answer to.
Kind of with me, Mary Ellen, you never quite know what's going to come.
Yeah, right.
Always a wisecrack.
Right.
But it's done with respect, and we don't have to agree, but we can laugh, and, you know, laughter, especially in today's very unsettled society, is the best medicine. Have you ever met Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Dr. Jill Biden? That I'm not sure, Scott. I'm sure I'll be repeating some questions, but I'm not sure that one's come up. And, you know, you and I have talked about what she called the president. I think you thought that she called Bill Clinton President Clinton. And I said,
I just called him
Bill.
I called him Bill.
Which I thought was it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I have never met Trump, but I have met, I know Biden because I've met with him several times, and who was the other one?
Jill Biden.
Yeah, and Dr. Jill Biden.
Oh, Dr. Jill. I went to an event for her a couple of weeks ago in Columbus, and I tell you, she looked like a million bucks in her outfit.
Yeah, she's very, very spiffy looking.
She
sure
is. She's a very attractive woman. Yeah.
Says you. You are dressed to the nines today, I must say.
Thank
you. Would
you
like to meet Donald Trump, even to tell him what you think about him?
I don't really want to meet him, no.
Okay, just kind of wondering, because we have controversy in politics. You and I don't agree on some issues, and I might ask you about a couple of them. What is Joe Biden like, and what did you call him?
I called him, he was senator when I met him. I called him Senator Biden. He's a wonderful guy, I tell you. He's got a sense of humor. He knows government forwards and backwards and every which way, and I just feel very comfortable with him as president.
I thought of another question, Mary Ellen. The questions that I was going to ask you have not been asked yet, so if Scott is nice enough to give me the time, I'll just talk fast and ask them. During another one of the once-in-a-lifetime events, Scott, myself, and others went to Pittsburgh to celebrate the unveiling of the Mr. Rogers stamp. I grew up with Mr. Rogers, and he's certainly someone I consider to be an idol. Mr. McFeely is a friend of the station, as you probably know. We have ITTS over there, Interviewer to the Stars, Scott S., one of the many important Scott S.'s here in Marion. Anyway, we met the first female Postmaster General, Megan Brenner, and she was very nice. I always tell a story that I asked her if she could be on the station with us in Marion, Ohio, and she said, just a minute, honey. And she was great, Scott, as you know, and we admire her. She's the first and only woman in that position. Apparently, she and Donald got into it, and Donald wanted to raise the postage for Amazon, and he ended up.
You have one of those photographic memories. This was years ago, Adam. My goodness.
What are your thoughts about that? Having the first female Postmaster General, and that's one thing I think with Donald Trump that made him look very bad. I mean, that's not the only thing, obviously. You mentioned, I was listening in the car coming up here, that he is less than kind and cordial to females.
Yes.
And in general, he certainly is known for his locker room talk, and that's just the kind of guy that he is. He's not very dignified, not a lack of a better term, but do you think we will see another female Postmaster General soon? And any opinions about the transition to Louis DeJoy when he hired someone kind of an outsider, whereas Megan Brenner had been...
You know, I've got to say, Adam,
quite a while.
That is a question I would never have asked. Are we going to have another female? Trust me, we aren't treading on the same area there.
Well, I think it's terrific. You know, my husband was with the post office for almost 30 years, and I know a little bit more about the post office because of that, but. Any woman that's in a position like that, it's a real honor, and usually they do a terrific job. The women I knew, especially when I was state treasurer. The other women state treasurers were good friends of mine, and they were so honest and ran good offices, and it was just a joy to get to know them.
I do want to, somebody just sent me a message online. The phone number is 740-383-9944. That's where we are today. We are in the studio. Mary Ellen's with us. If you have a question or comment, feel free. We've got about 30 minutes left before we have to head on over to Harding, which is the first stop on our trek the next 2 days. But we're here for 30 more minutes, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. And I also do want to say Pastor Craig will be filling in for me tomorrow, 8 to 10, as we will be kicking off the day at River Valley tomorrow. So be aware of that. Okay, Adam, go ahead.
In many ways, Mary Ellen, the treasurer, your job is like the Postmaster General. It's not a cabinet position. I think Postmaster General was a cabinet position. It was a staff position. But they're very important positions. You especially, we have talked about, you were probably the last powerful treasurer, as you were instrumental in redesigning the money, which
yes.
we still have.
Yeah.
People would say, compared to Canada and the UK, our money is kind of plain, kind of ugly, and now the pictures are bigger. The expressions of the presidents and the important people like Ben Franklin are more obvious. A lot of security because of, obviously, a counterfeiting problem. Mm-hmm. So we take our hats off to you. Do you think we'll get another treasurer where it is a more powerful position? I mean, that legacy you have is great.
Well, I'm sure we'll have. We've got a Native American treasurer right now. She's from Connecticut. I was surprised that they had a branch in Connecticut. I was not aware of it. Yeah.
All right. Hold on, just on 1 second, Adam. Mary Ellen, if you want to put the headset back. Is that the one that was good? Oh, I think so. So we've went from Marion, Ohio this morning to Pennsylvania, and now we're going to go out to Lewiston, Idaho, where I believe it's 6:32 in the morning. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mary Ellen.
Yep, that's correct. 6:32 in the morning.
I got the time right. I'm feeling pretty good. Yep, go ahead.
Yep, 6:32 in the morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Mary Ellen?
I'm doing great.
You excited about tomorrow?
I'm excited about everything.
Yeah, so am I. I can't wait to hear the original executive speech again tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it about 5 times, so it'll be heard.
I bet you'll be able to do it from memory if you're doing it 5 times. Don't even need to look at note cards or anything.
Well, it's a good speech.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. In 30 years since you were sworn in, correct?
Yes, right.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big day.
Yeah.
Lot of celebrations going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're listening out there so very early in Idaho. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Hey, thanks.
I'll be here all day too. Now that I'm up.
Hey, well, we've got Linda and Adam straight ahead after we're off today.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I should also mention, I got a question there again on social media. What time should people arrive tomorrow at Kingston? I think you can start arriving at 3, and we kick things off at 3:30 tomorrow. So we're going to have a lot of fun in studio here today with Mary Ellen, Carrington, and Matt, and Adam. Carrington, you have another question?
Yeah. Earlier, we kind of touched on the fact that you're a woman in a male-dominated field in politics. Do you think you faced any extra challenges, or what specific challenges did you face, or what advantages did you have being a woman running for office?
Well, the challenges, I think, the biggest challenge was people accepting you for that particular office to vote for you, because it had always been held by men, and then, of course, when I ran for state treasurer, I was following a woman who had a huge embezzlement of over $1 million. I was same politics as that woman, and I had that to overcome. And it's just that, you know, people are, they want to vote for somebody that they think will, they can trust in office, especially a treasurer, because that's where all the money is. And you have to really operate on a important basis to stay so that the public will trust you're taking care of their money, because that's most important of all. And I guess the fact that women hadn't done this before, they hadn't been county treasurer before, and they hadn't been on the school board before. There was a lot of people stopping and asking other school board members, should there be a woman on the school board? And the person they were asking said, of course. And, you know, I had children in school, and really the mother is the one that has more contact with the school than really the father does. So it was an important thing to... And that's the way I campaigned. I said there should be a woman on the school board, and everybody was saying that then. I think it's especially the women. The women would really work hard on something like that.
So do you think that that played to your advantage from going to school board and then treasurer of the, like, on the local level and state and then on the U.S. level, or was it more of a disadvantage?
Well, it was an advantage, and I don't think there were any men running for U.S. treasurer. I don't know if there were, but I would doubt that there were. Yeah.
It's very interesting, and as we look back on this time in your career, Mary Ellen, we brought this up, and not to harp on it, but we've never had a female president. We've never had a female governor. We've never had a female mayor here in Marion, a female governor of Ohio. Do you think in your lifetime we'll see any of those things?
Oh, I think so. Yes. My lifetime?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's not...
you've got some road to go.
Yeah.
Although there's a few elections left in there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But do you think it'll happen maybe within the next 10 years?
Oh, I think it should. But I thought it would happen years ago, but we'll see.
What do you think the reason is, and we'll move on from this, why do you think it hasn't happened?
It's just that we haven't had the right situation.
You know, America is interesting because Great Britain has had female prime ministers. Margaret Thatcher certainly was very, very popular there. You met Margaret Thatcher.
Yes, I was in her office, and she was really a nice person.
Yeah, and other countries certainly have had female heads of state and leaders. Mm-hmm. But America, for some reason, we've taken a little longer on that.
Yes, we have, and I don't know why, but... We've had a few people try,
yeah,
you know.
But they've thrown their ring in, yeah, our hat in the ring. Matt, you have a question for Mary Ellen here?
Yeah. Mary Ellen, so why do you think there's so much division in the, I guess, the modern political field between, you know, the two main parties, and how do you think that the political discourse there should be reconciled?
Well, I think that these different... situations with law and the ex-president, I think however they come out is going to have a big effect on what happens to him. But he's trying to prevent things from occurring. I mean, he's trying to spread everything out forever, and we'll see what happens, but I think the reason for the difference is he's trying to do away with our democracy. People should understand that. That's his whole objective in this next time. If he would win office, he's got ideas about how he wants to be totally in control. And that's not the way a president should have it. He should be working with Congress and the Senate and not be in total control, which he would like to be.
I mean, outside of Trump, in terms of, like, I guess, like, the the people who vote, like the citizens, they tend to view, like, if you were a Democrat or a Republican, you tend to view the opposing party as almost like an enemy of sorts.
Well, if not always. You have to operate in that fashion because you have to prove that you can do the job better than they can in order to win. And that's your whole objective, is to get the public's approval of how you want to handle an office in order to win it.
It's very interesting because people do see men and women very differently when it comes to politics. I don't know. I mean, clearly there are differences, but in other areas, I don't know if that happens as sharply. You know, I don't know if in Hollywood or in sports, I don't know if it's seen as such a stark contrast.
You mean what?
The female versus male.
Oh. Well,
I mean, there are differences, but I don't know if they are used against people as they are in politics as a negative.
Well, that was the situation in banks. Banks, women had a tough time getting into banks. Women had a tough time getting into the news media. Think about that, Scott.
Yeah.
They had a terrible time.
Oh, it was a long time before they got in.
Yeah. So it's been in different occupations. It's been very difficult for women.
We have another call here, Mary Ellen, if you want to get the headset there. Good morning. You're on with Mary Ellen. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, all of you, and especially Mary Ellen. Really appreciate all that you've done to make Marion on the map. I was up visiting with my aunt yesterday, and I was telling her about all the festivities that were going to be happening for you for the next 2 days. And she said, well, if you get a chance, you call in and you tell her I said hi. She went to school with you. Her name was Dorothy Chapman.
Oh, yes.
Dorothy Samet.
Yes. And, I was tried to get in touch with her when I was in over in a little town close there. I'm trying to think. Think it was it Syracuse? I don't know. Anyway, I remember Dorothy Chapman. Yes.
Oh yes, and you know, I'm so thrilled that, and I don't want to bring up age. I know nobody likes that, but she does so well, and you do so well, and I don't know how many classmates might still be alive, but I think you guys both, they certainly impressed me.
So she's doing fine.
Oh, she is. Yeah,
great. I wish I could see her. I'd like to see her. I'm at Primrose if she'd ever want to come and visit me. So.
Oh, well, I will certainly pass that on. I'm sure if nothing else, I'll go get her and bring her over.
Yes, I'd love to see her. Yeah.
Just another side note. When I helped clean out the estate of one of my other aunts not too many years ago, I thought there must have been a deficit at the Treasury because she had so many bills, I mean hundreds of dollars worth of bills.
Really?
That she kept only because your name was on them.
Oh, well, good for her.
Yeah, that was Virginia Duffy. I think you might remember her, too.
Who?
Virginia Duffy.
Oh, yes.
I might have taken some art lessons from her.
Yes, I took art lessons with her.
Oh.
Yeah, we were in the same class. Yeah.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
But I did think that was funny. She had just saved, I swear, every bill she ever got that had your name on it, she kept it.
Okay.
But you take care, and congratulations again. It was nice chatting with you.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
And again, the phone lines are open. We've got about 15 minutes left in the broadcast this morning before we will go on our way and start the trek of the next 2 days, which is going to be a lot of fun. Again, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And Matt and Carrington will be along participating in these events as well, which is going to be a lot of fun. Sean Kraft, we've got to mention him. He's going to be videotaping a lot of this, so we have it for record, so it'll be around forever. So all people who can't make it to these events, it will be around. We do have another call here. Mary Ellen, all right. Go ahead, caller.
What part of Marion County were you, did you grow up on the farm?
On Morrill Kirkpatrick Road, the northern part of almost to the Bucyrus line.
Yeah. I heard that maybe you was around the Kirkpatrick area.
Yes.
That's an interesting area. When you was growing up, how about the bog that was smoldering all those years up there?
I don't remember that.
Well, right there at Kirkpatrick, you just turn right there at Kirkpatrick, right outside of Kirkpatrick there. There was a big log smog that had sunken in. It caught on fire and it just continued burning, and you could always smell that. And I thought you maybe lived close to that area.
No, I lived down closer to Route 4.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I did. I went to the church in Kirkpatrick, the Methodist Church.
Okay, but when I don't, you were a young girl, you went there?
Yes, uh-huh. But I don't remember what you're telling me about there.
Well, many do, but we've been up there several times and just doing that. But I think it's slowly faded away and kind of burned itself out. But anyhow, did you ever know anybody in Kirkpatrick? The superintendent of the school was my uncle. His name was Al Schlinglinger. Did you ever hear that name?
Yes, I have, but I went to Grand Prairie. I was on the border of Grand Prairie School in Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, okay. I was just relating your age group with the school system part there at that. So I'll let you go, Mary Ellen. Nice talking to you, kid.
Yes, thanks for calling. Bye.
Thank you. You know, it's an interesting time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About 13 minutes left here in the broadcast. Carrington, Matt, and Adam, Mary Ellen, along with us here this morning. And it's going to be a fun couple days. Mary Ellen, is it still fun to get out and give a speech and be in front of people and interact with people?
Yes, it really is.
Has it been a while since you've done that?
No, you were with me the last time I did it. Was at the Historical Society. That was in November.
Capture the moment.
Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I hope it's all right if I ask another question.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
You know, Mary Ellen was talking about she lost the clerk of courts.
Yes.
Do you think that your career was better when that you lost that and ended up being a treasurer, that you went farther in your career with that position than you could have with the clerk of courts?
Yes, I think I was meant to be treasurer, not clerk of courts. That's what I said after I lost.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking after you said you lost clerk of courts, that was probably a better thing for you because I think you went farther, you know, with that. You would have never got the treasurer if you had won clerk of courts.
That's right.
You'd never been
yes.
U.S. treasurer.
And I just love being treasurer, and I don't know if I'd have been so happy being clerk of courts. I don't know, but I remember at the time they wanted me to run because the person that was clerk of courts was not being real friendly with the public, I guess. And so that was the reason they wanted me to run for it.
Well, I think they couldn't have found anybody better, you know, with people. And, I mean, just the way you are, you know, I think you're great. I think there couldn't have been anybody better in that position.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Okay, congratulations on your day, and hopefully we have years and years of listening to you on the radio. I just enjoy listening to you on the radio.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for calling.
I value your opinion.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About 10 minutes left, so if you want to get the call in, now would be the time to do it. Marianne, I want you to tell this story just because it puts things in such a perspective. When you ran for Marion County Treasurer the first time, because you were a woman, they used, you know, it's a funny story because the punchline's hilarious, but it actually happened that people used that against you because you were a woman.
Yes, they said I wouldn't be able to open the vault door.
Wouldn't be able to open. Now, they thought that was a good campaign tactic.
Yeah, and when I ran for clerk of courts, they said I wouldn't, you know, I had four children. They said I wouldn't have time to be clerk of courts. They would use something womanish against me.
You could not do that today, I don't think. I don't think you could run against a woman and say she can't open the vault door. Or she should be home taking care of her kids.
But what was so funny then, the rest of the story.
I love this.
After I was county treasurer and was in the job, there one morning I couldn't open the vault door because the gal that cleans the courthouse had washed down the front of the vault and froze all the tumblers. And we had to get a man in to get the vault door open. But anyway, that's the story on the vault door.
So eventually it did, unfortunately, come to fruition one day.
Yes.
Because somebody, you know, Carrington being the only other female in this room of a different generation, when you hear that was how politics were ran at one point, you could run against a woman and your tactic could be, you can't open the vault door. That's why you shouldn't have this job. What do you think of that?
I agree with what you said earlier, that I don't think it would fly today, that I don't think people would listen to that and be like, oh, that's a great point. You know, I think that sounds silly and ignorant.
And Mary Ellen, as we mentioned here, was married, and who's going to take care of her kids? She's not going to have time to take care of her kids.
Yeah. And obviously she handled it just fine, and her kids were more than supportive of her. So you're able to do that. Anybody at home right now who feels discouraged, if you're a woman, you know, don't let that get to you, because obviously Mary Ellen's proof that it doesn't matter. You're able to overcome challenges like that and other people's opinions.
You know, Matt, as a young guy, I mean, you're 20 years old. We've talked about this, that, I mean, yes, Mary Ellen's a trailblazer for women, certainly, but for somebody who was born after she left office, it's not just women. I mean, if you're from Marion, this is an example.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that a lot of people from Marion tend to come to the conclusion that they can't go anywhere with their life because they're from Marion. But I think that that's more of a mindset thing, because like Carrington kind of said, Marion is proof that you can go anywhere from anywhere so long as you have the gall to do it.
Exactly. And you know what? That's a great lesson for everybody to know. I think that is one of the most important stories of all this, is that sometimes we're a little down on ourselves here in Marion, especially the younger generation, and to know and to be able to see what somebody did in 25 years. As you said last night when we did the television interview, you didn't have any family that was in politics. You didn't have any connections when you first broke in, and yet here you were.
Yeah.
And here you are. And I think we're getting another phone call here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
All right. Now that I'm a bit more fully awake,
okay,
I have
okay,
a
go ahead.
Question for Mary.
No problem. Go right ahead.
So all the times that people have given you a hard time because you're a woman, did you ever feel discouraged at all? Or were you confident the whole way in knowing that you can do what you were doing?
Well, it just caused me to fight harder. It whenever somebody said I couldn't do something, for instance, there was the Columbus Club that said I couldn't come in the front door. I had to come in the side door. And I said, I'm not coming until I come in the front door. And so I didn't. We waited until the day before they agreed to let me come in the front door. Now, ever since, women have been coming in. But it just made me fight harder for what we had to have, you know, as women. I couldn't get a credit card in my name when I was Marion County Treasurer. And I fought with the banks until I got one then, but it was with a Cleveland bank.
You know, and just to put this in context for everybody listening, when this club said that Mary Ellen could not come in the front door because she was a woman, this is not the Dark Ages. This is 1980s, probably, Mary Ellen?
Yes, it was 1982.
Yeah. And you were the speaker.
Yeah,
but
I was.
You were the speaker, yeah. But you still couldn't come in the front.
Right.
That is amazing to me. Well, caller, I thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Thank you. Good question. All right, we're down to the final five here, 740-383-9944. I believe Adam has one more question. Adam, go ahead.
I'm the purveyor of questions. You never quite know Mary Ellen. Not including Bill Clinton, I mean, biased, but he's the answer for me. Who is the best president in your lifetime? And would I be correct that Donald would be the worst president in your lifetime?
Well, you know, Roosevelt, I grew up with FDR. I thought he was the best in the whole world, but Bill Clinton appointed me, so I think he's the best.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, maybe one of the last old school Democrats where he was rather conservative economically. Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Certainly Obama and Biden are, I would say, quite different.
Well, he balanced the budget. That's something they haven't done since.
Yeah, he was a wizard with economics, and I'm independent, so something that I think is great. We obviously need more of that. The budget deficit is totally out of control.
Yeah.
Do you maybe see the Democrats moving more toward that conservative economic base, or are we going to continue to have this divisiveness where Democrats are rather far left and Republicans are rather far right?
Yeah, I think we need to get a little bit more toward the center. Both parties need to get a little more toward the center.
Adam, I want to get a reaction here of this story, which is new here just recently. This is kind of an interesting story. Right now, the White House is formally calling on Fox News to walk back its coverage of bribery and corruption allegations against President Joe Biden. Do you think Fox News should walk this back at this point, now knowing what we know?
What are they referring to?
I think in a letter sent to the right-wing network's top, and they said right-wing, I didn't, it's in the paperwork here, right-wing network's top brass this week, which has not been previously reported. Ian Sams, a top White House spokesperson, noted that the ex-FBI informant, it goes back to that informant.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what they want Fox to retract, walk it back.
Yes. You know, I think that's terrible, and I misunderstood. The first time I heard that, I thought it was an FBI person. Here was an FBI informant. I missed
informant.
The word informant.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, I hope he gets everything he deserves on that.
What do you make of that? It was just a crazy story.
Yes, it's terrible.
Fox News. What do you make of Fox News?
I don't watch Fox News. I don't know what they say.
They get the idea that they're a little more conservative-leaning, probably are. MSNBC tends to be a little more progressive.
That's what I watch.
Yeah. And CNN, for what however people feel, it does tend to be a little more middle of the line, I think, mm-hmm. than both. But do you have a favorite news personality?
Yes. David Muir.
He's very good.
I watch him every night.
ABC.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
Well, Mary Ellen, we've come to the final 2 minutes here, and of course we thank Adam and Matt and Carrington for being here, and we're all going to go on the trek here. Sean is going to go along with us. But what are the parting words today, Mary Ellen, as we end this broadcast?
Oh, thanks for having me on and doing all this. I really appreciate it, Scott.
Well, with our final 90 seconds, I've got to say, and I think it's always important on anniversaries to mention things like this, Mary Ellen has always been so good to me over the years, and I know she doesn't do a whole lot of media anymore, but when I ask, Mary Ellen will come, and it's always great. And like I said, from the opening of the root beer stands to all kinds of fun things here and in between.
Right.
It's always a good time, and that, I think, is just great.
Yes, you've included me in so many fun things. That's what's great.
Well, and we've been always glad to have you. And I should say, and I want to say again in our final 60 seconds here, to come out to Kingston tomorrow, Friday, March the 1st, 2024. It will be the 30th anniversary of Mary Ellen being sworn in as Treasurer of the United States. It is historic. She will read the speech that she gave 30 years ago on that day. So you are going to want to be there. And there'll be food, and there'll be drink, and there'll be a lot of fun. And Bob Goyer, we got to take our hat off to him who organized that event out at Kingston. And we thank him for that, and all the other people who will be there to help celebrate this great occasion here in Marion. And again, we thank everybody who listened this morning. Do want to remind remind everybody, Linda Sims is coming up next from 10 to 12, Adam from 12 to 1. Pastor Craig will be in for me tomorrow from 8 until 10, and then we'll all be back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and continuing on with the celebration. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect.